So I want to walk you through the most current classification criteria, the EULAR-ACR criteria that came out in 2019. The first thing that's required is an entry criterion. Patients must have an ANA titer greater than or equal to 1 to 80. Then you will look at the clinical and immunologic criteria. Patients have to have at least one clinical criteria or more, and the clinical criteria can only be counted if it can be attributed to lupus. So for example, fever is on here. If the patient has fever and they actually have an infection, then that criteria would not count towards their classification criteria. Also, if someone has multiple headings under the same area, so for example, under mucocutaneous, if someone has non-scarring alopecia and has acute cutaneous lupus, you would only include the highest weighted criterion in that actual domain. And once you add all the points in the domain, if the patient has a score of 10 or higher, then you can classify the patient as having lupus.